It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The two Democrats running for U.S. Senate in Colorado had their first one-on-one debate Tuesday. Former Governor John Hickenlooper and former Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff both hope to challenge Republican incumbent Cory Gardner. Hickenlooper said there's no denying the country is facing hard times, but he says people need to come together to fix the system.
If we're going to change health care, if we're going to address climate change, if we're going to create jobs with justice, if we're going to make things better than they were before, we've got to change Washington.
Hickenlooper is the National Democratic Party's choice. He supports a public health care option and reforming but not defunding the police. Romanoff backs universal health care and said reform is not enough and police resources should be shifted.
This is no time for timidity. We need bold structural change to address each of the challenges that we've discussed, the climate emergency, the health care crisis. We need to build an economy that works for everyone.
The primary election is June 30th. The University of Denver is laying off nearly 40 employees and instituting pay cuts for higher earners as it deals with the financial impact of COVID-19. Officials say those making more than $90,000 a year will have their salaries reduced by up to 10%. They did not specify which employees would lose their jobs. The university says it has to close a $45 million budget gap for the next fiscal year. Mesa County Libraries reopened to the public this week, ahead of most library systems in the state. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
Mesa County's eight libraries do not look the same as they did when fear over the coronavirus closed them in mid-March. There's less furniture, sneeze guards have been installed, and everyone is encouraged to wear masks. Spokesman Bob Kretschmann says despite the changes, many patrons are happy to be back and keep telling him the same thing.
I want to hold a physical book again. I love real books. Even though they've had access to the online books the whole time, they want to see those words on paper and turn a page.
Kretschmann says all of the library's programs, like story times for kids, will remain virtual, and in-person events won't resume until at least August. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's going to be sunny and close to 80 degrees in Grand Junction this afternoon, in the 80s around Denver and 70s in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.